Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Tes, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Hischel Mechate V'yoyred V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzlar Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Eliyo Zev ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sarah bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana and Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka. Today's daf is being learned as a schus v'Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Eloi Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the hazois that the Kohen Gadol did with the special par that he brought on Yom Kippur and with the special sa'ir that he brought on Yom Kippur. The Mishnayos have been discussing the 16 hazois that the Kohen Gadol did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Achas L'malo V'sheva L'mato with the Dam of the Par, and Achas L'malo V'sheva L'mato with the Dam of the Soyer. We've been discussing the 16 Hazois that the Kohen Gadol did in the Heichal on the Paroiches. Achas L'malo V'sheva L'mato with the Dam of the Par, and Achas L'malo V'sheva L'mato with the Dam of the Soyer. What we're in the middle of discussing now is the next four Hazois. Those four Hazois were done after the Dam of Par and the Dam HaSor were mixed together. The Gemara said it's really a machloikis, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonis in Ma'arvin Lekronois or Ein Ma'arvin Lekronois. But the Tana of the Stam Mishnah Masechtas Yuma is Rabbi Yoshia, who holds Ma'arvin Lekronois. So after the 16 Hazois were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the 16 Hazois were done in the Heichal on the Paroiches, the next four Hazois were done with the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSor combined on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, of the Mizbeach that was inside the Heichal. Now, just to be clear, most Hazois, most Rikas that were done on the Mizbeach were done on the big Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzoy. That's the Mizbeach that was outside, it was in the courtyard, it was in the Azara. But Avodah Yom Kippur was unique, and one of the things that made it unique was that the Hazois were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Mishnah said that when the Kohen Gadol did the Hazois on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Maschel, he would start Mikerem Mizrachis Sefoynis, meaning the first corner that he would do the Hazah on was Mizrachis Sefoynis. From there he went to Tzfoynis Maravis, from there he went to Maravis Deroimis, and from there he went to Deroimis Mizrachis. So he started on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, specifically Mizrachis Sefoynis. Then he started working his way around the Mizbeach until finally he ended up in Deroimis Mizrachis. That's the way the Mishnah described the four Hazois that were done on the four corners of the Mizbeach. The Gemara is going to begin with a Braisa that's going to mention this Shita. However, it's going to mention a dissenting opinion as to the exact nature of these four Hazois. The Gemara then is going to have a discussion as to what exactly the Hezber of the machloikis between these two positions are. But first the braisa. Zok de gemara tanu rabbanon. Hischel mechate v'yoyred. The Kohen Gadol then did the four hazois that were done on the four corners of the mizbech. Neicha noya maschel. So where did he start from? Says the Mishnah, Mikerem Mizrachis Deroimis. He would start from Mizrachis Deroimis. That's already not like our Mishnah. The Mishnah said he started from Mizrachis Tzafoynis. The braisa says that he started from Mizrachis Deroimis. From there he went to Deroimis Maravis. From there he went to Maravis Tzafoynis. From there he went to Tzafoynis Mizrachis, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says what we saw in the Mishnah. Mekerem Mizrachis Tzfoynis, he would start from Kerem Mizrachis Tzfoynis, from there he went to Tzfoynis Maravis, from there he went to Maravis Deroimis, and from there he went to Deroimis Mizrachis, says the Gemara. A basic observation. Makam Sherabi Yosi Aglili Maschel, the corner that Rabbi Yosi Aglili held, you're supposed to start from, which is Mizrachis Tzfoynis, Shom Rabbi Akiva Paisik. That was the last corner that was done according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, you started Mizrachis Deroimis, and you ended Mizrachis Tzfoynis. And Makam Sherabi Akiva Maschel, the corner that Rabbi Akiva held, you're supposed to start from, which is Mizrachis Deroimis, Shom Rabbi Yosi Aglili Paisik. It's over there that Rabbi Yosi Aglili held that you're supposed to stop. The bottom line is, our Mishnah that said, Mehechanu Maschel, Mikerem Mizrachis Tzfoynis, is really one of two opinions that are mentioned in the Braisa. It's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Yosi Haglili, however, has a Bal Plukta. His Bal Plukta is Rabbi Akiva, which means that this Stam Mishnah, although ordinarily is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, based on the Kabbalah that he had from his Greiser Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, but this Stam Mishnah, as it relates to the Braisa, is actually the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. It's not the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Zok de Gemara. The Kuli Alma Miha, everybody would agree that Bahu Keren de Paga Beresha Lo Yavad. Meaning, that's Pashit, that both Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, even though they argued which corner of the Mizbech is supposed to do the first Hazah from, but they agreed that it's for sure not the first corner that you encounter. What's the Hechrach? It's very simple, because the Kohen Gadol is leaving the area of the Pereiches. As he walks towards the Mizbeach, he's going to come to the Meiriv side of the Mizbeach first. Now, everybody agrees he started Mizrach. The Machloikis is, was it Mizrachis Tzfoinis or Mizrachis Dreimis? But everybody agrees it's for sure not going to be the first corner that he encounters. The Gemara, my time, why not? Doesn't it make sense you should go to the first corner? First of all, it just makes sense. And besides, we have a rule, Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So if you have a mitzvah now to do Azah on the corners of the Mizbeach, so it would make sense that Bahu de Paga Beresha, that's where you should do it. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Amar Kroy, here we have a pasuk. It says, V'yotza El HaMizbeach, and we learn from there, Ad Denothik Mikulei Mizbeach. As we mentioned yesterday, the Torah used a very interesting word when it described the Kohen Gadol going from the Paroiches to the Mizbeach. It says, V'yotza El HaMizbeach. He's not really leaving anywhere. He's staying in the same room. He's in the Heichel. He's going from being in front of the Paroiches. He's walking over a little bit to now walk to the Mizbeach. What's that Lashon of V'yotza El HaMizbeach? Says the Gemara, said Shmuel, you know what it means? He has to leave the area that he's in, walk El HaMizbeach, meaning to the other side of the Mizbeach. He's to the Meiriv side of the Mizbeach. He now has to walk to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. That's why everybody agrees that he started Mizrachis. What's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is, did he do Tzfoinis Mizrachis or did he do Droimis Mizrachis? Now, what's Pashup Shah? What would be the Sfar to do Droimis Mizrachis? And what would be the Sfar to do Tzfoinis Mizrachis? So Rashi speaks out that the Hezber in the Machloikis between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether he started Droimis Mizrachis or Tzfoinis Mizrachis, it's really totally in another machloikis that the Gemara spoke about several dafin ago. And that is, was there one paroiches separating the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim during Bayesheni, or were there two paroiches separating the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim during Bayesheni? That machloikis, if you recall, spun off another machloikis, which was the entranceway from the Heichel to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Was it Darin or was it Tznafin? Just to go back. That's Pashit, that the way the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim was to Tznafin. It was on the northern side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim that he would enter. For whatever reason, that's the way it had to be. Which means, if there was only one Pereiches between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the entranceway from the Heichel to the Kodesh HaKadoshim had to be Tznafin. If, however, you hold there were two Pereiches, so then the Cheshbon was that it's true to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim wasn't Tzafen. But being that there's two Pereiches, and there's a lane between the two Pereiches, so when you went from the Heichel to the area that was between the two Pereiches, the area where once upon a time there was an Amatraxin, that entranceway was actually to the Darim. So he would walk into the Darim side, walk across the entire width, and then by Tzafen he would enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you hold it was one Pereiches, that means he entered Tzafen. If you hold that there were two Pereiches, so that would mean that he entered Darim. Zok Rashi, that the Machloikis, whether he started Tzfoinis Mizrachis or Droimis Mizrachis, is totally in where the entrance was from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichel. If you hold it was one Pereiches, that means the entrance was to Tzafen. That means that he's on the Tzafen side of the Heichel. So if he's on the Tzafen side of the Heichel, so there's a Din V'yatza El HaMizbeach. You have to walk to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, but you're going to be Tzfoinis Mizrachis. That's where you're going to start. If you start Tzfoinis Mizrachis, like the Braisa says, you're going to end Droimis Mizrachis. Whereas the other Mandalmar holds that the entranceway to get into the Heichel from the Kodesh HaKadoshim was actually in Darim. So the Kohen Gadol was on the Darim side of things. So if he was on the Darim side of things, so then it makes more sense to start everything Mizrachis Droimis. If you start at Mizrachis Droimis, you can end up ending Tzfoinis Mizrachis. Bottom line is, says Rashi, that's the Hezron the Machlaikis. The reason it's on the Mizrachis side is because it says in the Torah, V'yotzen la Mizbech, that the Gemara address. What's this machlokes? Whether you started Tzfoinis Mizrachis or Mizrachis Tzfoinis? The machlokes is, was the Kohen Gadol coming from Tzafin or was he coming from Darim? That depends on whether the entranceway was in Tzafin and Darim, which itself depends on whether there was one Pereiches or whether there were two Pereiches. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that he started Mizrachis Sefoinis, holds that there was one Pereiches, which was on Tzafin, therefore he started Mizrachis Tzafinis. Rabbi Akiva, who argued in the Braisa, who's not like our Stam Nishla, Rabbi Akiva said that Mehechen Umascho, he started from Mizrachis Deroimis, he holds it came from the Darim side because there were really two Pereiches, and that's why he started Litzad Darim. Zok de Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, I understand why we start Mizrach, I understand why it's Darim and not Tzafin, but Nakif Derechimin, why is he going in the order that he's going? The order that he's going, says the Gemara, L'chura is Derech Smail. And we have a principle that called Pino Sha'atopoino, Loye Eliamin. So just posh it to visualize it. According to Rabbi Akiva, where is he starting from? Mizrach is Deroimis. So you have to picture the Kohen Gadol standing in front of the Mizrach is Deroimis corner. Now, from there, Rabbi Akiva said the next corner that he went to was Deroimis Maravis. He walked towards Ma'ariv, meaning he's walking towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's staying Darim. He's on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. Now he's walking closer to the Pereiches, he's walking towards Meir, but he's remaining on the Darim side. Now, if he's standing straight in front on the Darim side by the corner of Deroimis Maravis, and he's starting to walk, Deroimis Mizrachis, and he's starting to walk towards Deroimis Maravis, he's going to be walking to his left. Afraid to Yamara, we know the rule that that you're always supposed to walk to your right. You're not supposed to walk to your left. So if you make the cheshbon according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, where you're starting off Mizrachis Tzafonis, and from there you go to Tzafonis Maravis, you're actually walking to your right. Because if you're standing on the Tzafin side and you go from Mizrach to Ma'ariv, you're walking towards your right. But if you're standing on the Darim side, again, a picture's worth a thousand words, and you go from Mizrach to Ma'ariv, you're walking to your left. So for Gemara, I understand why Mizrach, I understand the cheshbon, the machlekes, is whether it should be on the Tzafin side or on the Darim side. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you're walking towards your right as you make Yaakovis. That's in line with the principle called Pina Shatapain Aliyah Eliyamin. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you seem to be walking to your left. So if you're walking to your left, L'chura, it shouldn't be good. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, let's see it inside. Nakif Derechimin, shouldn't you walk towards the right? Zok the Gemara, Limit Rami Bar Yecheskel Chamifiki. Maybe the machloik is Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is in the halach of Rami Bar Yecheskel. Now the Gemara is going to bring Rami Bar Yecheskel, which is the source to the halacha of kol pinah she'atapoyna lo'yeh ela derechimin. So essentially, the Gemara is asking what we just spoke out bal peh, but the Gemara is going to ask it in its language based on something Rami Bar Yecheskel said. So what did Rami Bar Yecheskel say? Amar Rami Bar Yecheskel, the pasuk describes the yam she'asa shloimoy. This was a yam that was used as a kiyor. It was used for the kehanim to purify themselves. And the yam she'asa shloimoy, imid ha'shneim ha'asa bakar. So if you were zeichet to see it, it was fascinating. It stood on a stand. The stand was cattle. Literally, there were 12 cows. That was the stand that the Yam Shal Shloimeh stood on. Shloisha Poinim Tzafayna. Three of them were facing Tzafin. Shloisha Poinim Yama, Ma'ariv. Shloisha Poinim Negva Darim. Shloisha Poinim Mizracha Zarim. Vayam Aleim Melmailo. And the Yam was on top of it. The Cholach Reim Baisna. And the backs of these animals were all facing the Bayis. And we learn from there. From what? From the order of the directions of the way the Torah mentions the Yam Shel Asa Shloimo, or mentions these parim that the Yam Shel Asa Shloimo stood on, that we go from Tzafin to Ma'ariv to Darim to Mizrach. If you map that, that's always moving to your right. And we learn from this, Shekalpina Shatopayna, Lo Yeh Eladarech Yamin LeMizrach. Rashi says that the word LeMizrach doesn't belong here. I am the last Rashi on the Yamin. But the bottom line is, Zok the Gemara, Rami Bar Yecheskel taught from that pasuk, Shekalpina Shatopayna Lo Yeh Eliyamin. Zok the Gemara, should we assume that Ma'ar Islay, the Rami Bar Yecheskel, basically the holds of Rami Bar Yecheskel, so therefore he held you going from to your right. Ma'ar Lesley, Rami Bar Yecheskel, which Rabbi Kiva didn't know the Rami Bar Yecheskel, but the Gemara says, like, could be the Kuliyam, everybody is Islu the Rami Bar Yecheskel. If everybody holds Kolpina Shatapoyna, lo yeli yamin, the kashas and Rabbi Akiva. I understand Rabbi Akiva why you're starting Deroimis Mizrachis, but why are you walking now to Deroimis Maravis? That's walking to your left. You should be walking to Tzafin, not to Ma'ariv, Zokti Gemara. Ma'ar Sava Yafina Pnim Michutz, Umar Sava lo Yafina Pnim Michutz. The Gemara says an interesting Svara, and that is that being that the source, the Kopina Shatapoimila Yah Ella Darachimin is learned out from the Yam Shalasa Shlaima. The Yam Shalasa Shlaima was not in the Heichal, obviously. It was in the Azara, it was Bachot. So being that it was Bachot, could be you only have this halacha Bachot. Whereas Bifnim, when you're in the Heichal, maybe there's no such halacha. So about the Rabbi Akiva holds Kopina Shatapoina. He doesn't disagree with the whole premise of Frami Bar Yecheskel. Where he disagrees is that it's not true for the Heichal, it's only true for the Azara, it's not going to be true for the, but the Gemara says, a follow-up question, meaning I hear, but Rabbi Akiva Neidel, Yala Pnimi Chutz, very good, you don't want to learn Pnimi Chutz, but he boy, hachi navid. Why was Rabbi Akiva strong-minded when he said that the way the Kohen Gadol has to be makiv the Mizbeach, is he has to go from Droimus Mizrachis to Droimus Maravis? He should give you the option. Meaning Rabbi Yisagli gave you an order. I understand the order. I understand why he wants you to start Mizrach. I understand why he wants you to start Sofim. And I understand why he wants you to go Mizrach to Meir, because he wants you to walk to your right. Because Kopina Shatopoina, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Kopina Shatopoina. Then why do you say you have to go Meir? Maybe go if you want Sofim. Why is he telling you Dafka to go in that direction? Meaning you should have an option. I'm like, Rabbi Akiva is going to tell you, Medina, about who carrying the Bagha Beresh, we love it Beresh. So he says a very good shmak as far. Because really, really, in Svara, had the Torah not said V'yotza Elam Mizbeach, what would have been the first corner that the Kohen Gadol would have put the dam on? He would have put it on Maravis Deroimis. Dama Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish, like we spoke at earlier, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, so you do the mitzvah. You don't skip over the mitzvah. Why didn't he do it? Mishum Lichsev V'yotza Elam Mizbeach, because it says in Torah V'yotza Elam Mizbeach, and like Shmuel spoke at earlier in the Amid, Adonafik Mikul Mizbeach, you have to go beyond the entire Mizbeach. You have to go to the other side of Mizbeach. It's Memela, but Kimid Yod Bahu Karen. Once you went and you fulfilled the mitzvah of a Yotze Ela Mizbeach, Hadar Asi Lahu Karen Dechay of the Mesa Bereisha. So there's a din to go back, very Geshmaka Gemara, to the original corner that you were supposed to do it on. So Enochinami, there's no Allah of Kopinish at the point of Lahu Ela Derchimin anyways. So now it's a question of do it this way, do it that way. So he says it's Mistaber, being that the first corner you should have done it was the Meiriv corner, because of Eimavir and Allah Mitzvah. There was a pasuk that said you can't do it. Okay, fine. So you fulfilled the pasuk. Now that you fulfilled the pasuk, you have an option. I can move towards Safin. I can move towards Meirif. Move towards Meirif. Fulfill what you were originally supposed to do. It's a chiddush l'chura in the halachas of Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs, but not for now. Iba Yaseim, the Gemara says, alternatively, you could say like this. Again, the question was, according to Rabbi Akiva, why are you going from Mizrach to Meir? You're moving to your left. What happened to Kolpina Shatapoina La'yir Ela Derechimin? It would make more sense that you should go from Mizrachis Deroimis to now Mizrachis Tzvainis, because that would be to your right. Why are you going towards Meir? If you're walking towards your left, you should go towards Safin, which would be moving towards your right. So what was the Gemara's first teres? The Gemara said, no, this is in the Heichal, the Makar to Kolpina Shatapoina is learned out from the Yamshel Shleima, which was Bachutz. We don't learn Pnimichutz. The Gemara gives another teres. Could be that really we do learn Pnim from Chutz. If that's the case, why don't you say Kolpina Shatapoina? It's because Rabbi Akiva holds that he never really was makif the Mizbeach. So we saw that very, very briefly in the Mishnah that we went through very quickly. On the top of Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer said, that when the Kohen Gadol used to put the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, he actually didn't move. He stood in one place and he would move his hand, stretch himself out. So like this, he'd be able to do it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning he's not walking. So when is there a halach of kolpina shatopayna la'yel ederchimin? That's if you're physically making a hakafa. Are you making a hakafa? So then you have to walk to your right. Meaning, again, if he really was walking with his foot, because everybody would agree you learn Pnei Michutz, and you would have to go to your right. He holds he actually walked. Mean that he actually walked, you have to walk to your right. Whereas Rabbi Akiva held that you didn't walk, you did it with your hand, like Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, mean that you did it in your hand. So this rule doesn't apply. The kuliyam, everybody holds a kafa biyad. Really, he did a biyad. Maybe you don't hold. Meaning the Gemara is suggesting now that maybe Rabbi Yitzhak Lili also holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And he also holds that really he never walked around the Mizbeach. Afal Pike, and he still wanted you to go to your right, because just like when you walk with your legs, there's an idea of kol pina shatapoyna layel derechim. Maybe when you're moving your hand around, there too there should be a din of kol pina shatapoyna. But the Gemara says it can't be because b'sav Rabbi Yisai Aglili akafa biyadu couldn't be there. Rabbi Yisai Aglili holds akafa biyadu. Midik tani say for Rabbi Yisai ibn mechate. Rabbi Yisai said in the Mishnah that he didn't move. He stood in one place. Now it sounded like Rabbi Yisai was arguing with the Tanakama in the Mishnah. Tanakama laid out exactly how it worked. Mehechanu maschol mikerem mizrach svoynis svoynis marovis marovis droymis droymis marovis. Etc. etc. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer says he didn't walk. So it sounds like the Tanakam and the Mishnah Nun Chesam and Beis held that he walked. Now, who is the Tanakam and the Mishnah? Who is the Tanakam? So we know the Tanakam said he started Mizrach Svinus. The Gemara of Braisa, Machlokes Rabbi Yisai Glili and Rabbi Akiva, whether he started Mizrach Svinus or Deroimis Mizrachis. Rabbi Yisai Glili is the one that said Mizrach Sefoinis, which means Rabbi Yisai Glili is the Tanakam of the Mishnah. If the Tanakam Mishnah holds that he walked, that means Rabbi Yisai Glili holds that he walked. In other words, Zokta Gemara, from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer is the Sefer, he's the Baal Plukton, the Tanakam, he holds Bim Koy Mehoyoy, Menu Mechate, Michal, the Tanakam, Le Sviralis. You see, the Tanakam holds that he didn't go Bim Koy Mehoyoy, he actually walked. And the Tanakam we know is Rabbi Yisai Glili. So clearly, Rabbi Yisai Glili holds that he walked around the Mizbeach. So you see that for sure he held that you walked around the Mizbeach. You can't say that he held that really was done biyad, but just like beregel, there's a din of kol pina shatapoyna liyel derechim in, so to biyad. Ela machvart, you have to say kiddushanina meikara, you have to say that the teretz is like we said earlier. Now the truth is we said a few terutzim earlier, but the Gemara picks one. Mar sova akofa biyad, umar sova akofa beregel. Meaning maybe everybody holds kol pina shatapoyna liyel derechim in, and everybody holds that that's true, whether it's in the Azor, whether it's in the Heichel. What then is the machloikis? The machloikis is, if somebody is moving around, but with his hand, not with his feet, do you still have the same halacha? Rabbi Yisai Aglili, so says, meaning, what would be the halacha over there? Could be over there, the halacha would be that there's no kol pina shatapoyna liyel ela derechim in. And the machloikis is, whether he went biyad or whether he went beregel. Rabbi Yisai Aglili held that he went beregel, with Rabbi Akiva held that he went biyad. Now, we have to take out the words v'ibayis emo, and instead, ubehokom iflagi. And what is the hezber of the machloikis? Meaning, we just explain that the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisai Aglili is did the Kohen Gadol actually walk around or did he not walk around? Which, by the way, is the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Did he walk around? Did he not walk around? Okay, so what's the hesber in that? Mar sova sova de mizbeach, pnimi kisova de mizbeach itzai. It says that the hazois on Yom Kippur had to be done sova de mizbeach, and it says that the Zrikas that were done in the Mizbeach Achitzayin also had to be done Saviv. So Zok the Gemara, Mar Savar, that the Saviv of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is like the Saviv of the Mizbeach Achitzayin. And just like the Saviv of the Mizbeach Achitzayin, the Kohen Gadol actually had to walk around the Mizbeach, or any Kohen that was doing Zrikas had to walk around the Mizbeach. So too, on Yom Kippur, by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it was the same way. Mar Savar, Kula Mizbeach Pnimi, Pemakam Chodek Keren, the Mizbeach Achitzayin Koi. It's true, it says Saviv by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But the whole Mizbeach HaPnimi was one Amma by one Amma, which was the equivalent of the corner, the little keren that protruded on the four sides of the Mizbeach HaChitza. So the entire Mizbeach HaPnimi was the size of that one corner. So when you think of a Mizbeach, we usually think of a very, very large structure. And it's warranted because the Mizbeach HaChitza was very, very large. It was 60 plus feet long and wide. Tack on the ramp, that was another 60 plus feet, it was 100 plus feet, it was very, very big. But the Mizbeach HaPnimi was actually very, very small. It was tiny. It was an amma by an amma, which is anywhere between 1.5 to 2 feet by 1.5 to 2 feet. So it was very, very small. So Zok the Gemara, Mar Sovar, and we know the Mar Sovar is Rabbi Akiva, he holds that it's true by the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, there was a mitzvah to walk around. Sovar. But how can you learn the Mizbeach HaPnimi from there? The Mizbeach HaPnimi was tiny. The ganze Mizbeach HaPnimi was one corner. And there was no mitzvah to walk around the one corner by the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So Mil is going to be no mitzvah to walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi either. Zok the Gemara, Am Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel came and he put this all together. He said, Shnei kehanim gedoilim nishtairu b'miknosh. There were two kehanim gedoilim that were left that remained, they survived from the times of the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, once a biyodi hakafti, that when I used to do the hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I used to do it with my hand. This now, I mean, the other one said biragli hakafti. I used to make the hakafas with my feet. Zenois and tam ludvarv, zenois and tam. They each explained their sheet. Zenois and tam ludvarv, sovet the mizbeach pnimi, because of the mizbeach achitzai. The sovet that it says by the mizbeach pnimi is like the sovet says mizbeach pnimi. Just like mizbeach achitzai, you hadn't actually walk around. So to the mizbeach pnimi, you hadn't walk around. Zenois and tam ludvarv, and the other one explained his sheet. He said, kulam mizbeach pnimi, v'makam chodek keren dechitzon koi. The ganze mizbeach pnimi was the equivalent of one quarter. corner. And so the kohen never had to walk around the one corner, so there was no Indian to walk around the mizbecha primi either. How was it done? It was done with his yad. So the bottom line is, we've been discussing the four hazois that were done on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi with the Dama the Par and the Dama Asar after they were already mixed. And we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah picked sides. The Mishnah chose Rabbi Yossi Aglili over Rabbi Akiva. But it's Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, which corner he started from. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he started from Mizrachis Tzvainus. According to Rabbi Akiva, he started from Mizrachis Deroimus. Why did he start Mizrach? Why not Nairiv? Because it says V'yotza El HaMizbech. He has to go to the other side of the Mizbech. What's the Machloikis? Whether to start from Tzofin or from Darim is the Pesach. From the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Heichal on the Tzofin side, or to the Dorim side. That was a major debate amongst the Tanaim. And this Machloikis, Zok Rashi, is really Toloi in that Machloikis. Additionally, when he went to the next corners, there was another Machloikis. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he walked to his right. He went Ma'ariv. According to Rabbi Akiva, he walked to his left. He went Ma'ariv. And the Gemara says, I understand, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, going to your right, that's the rule. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why would he have walked to his left? The Gemara had a few suggestions, but the Maskana, what the Gemara seems to come out, is that Rabbi Akiva held, he never really walked around the Mizbech. And had he walked around the Mizbech and the Chanami, he would have walked to his right. Because Kalpina Shatapayna Layu Eladar Chimin, and it's true even for the Heichal, even though the Makar is the Yamsha Shleiman, which was in the Azar. But Rabbi Akiva held that Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, his Rabbi, that they used to walk, that he never walked. It was a hakafa biyad. Hakafa biyad, there's no halacha of kolpina shatabayna loyia ela derech yamin. And then the Gemara just ended with a postscript. Rabbi Yishmael said, I heard two different versions from two different kayanim gedolim. One kohen gadol said he did hakafa biregel, and the other kohen gadol said that he did hakafa biyad. Zok the Gemara vayit. Rabbi Eliezer said, b'mkoymoy hoya oimei umechates. And the Mishnah said that when the Kohen Gadol would put the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach, he was mechate v'yoyred. Now, the word mechate is not a word you find every day. Rashi says it's a lashon yoridohi. And he has a makar, menachis ha-mechvav ha-mizbeach. But the point is, it's a lashon of yorida. So, the way Rashi explains it is the Kohen Gadol would put his finger with the dam on the corner of the Mizbeach, and he would walk his finger down. That's what he would do. The Mishnah then brought Rabbi Eliezer Shmita, who argued, and he said, "Valkulon hayenoisem milmata lamala." He said, "I disagree. That the way the Kohen Gadol used to put the dam, he wasn't mechate v'yoyred, but rather he would go milmata lemaila, chutz mizusha ha'isalavanim, with the exception of the one that was in front of him, shu noisem milmata lamata. Over there, he was mechate. Over there, he went from mala lamata." Now, this is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasai, who holds that the Kohen Gadol didn't move. He didn't walk around. So there was one corner that was going to be in front of him, but the other corners he was going to be stretching out a little bit in order for him to be able to. So he says the one that was in front of him, he taka did milmala lamata, but all the other ones, he didn't do memala lamata. Rather, what he did was memata lamala. Zok de Gemara. Masnisa nani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara now is going to bring a braisa. Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what Rabbi Eliezer Shita is. So again, we have a Rabbi Eliezer who argues and says that these hazois weren't done mechata v'yoyred, but rather a little different than the way the Chachamim described it. Our Mishnah had its version of Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Gemara now is going to bring a Machlokes Tanan, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, as to what Shita's Rabbi Eliezer is. So this is a case where Tanaim are arguing in the Shita of a Tana. Later Tanaim are arguing about the Shita of an earlier Tana. The earlier Tana is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who were Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud. Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud Mufik was Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, after his 24,000 Talmidim passed away, he started teaching Torah to five additional Talmidim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda were from his grace of Talmidim. So the point is that we have later Tanaim, relatively speaking, arguing about what an earlier Tana held, what the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is. And as we'll see, our Mishnah is going to come out the way Rabbi Yehuda had his Messiah of Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. So Zokti Gemara, see some other Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya, Rameh, Omer, Meir says, the Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, the Rabbi Eliezer said, that he would stand and he would do this azois. And all of them, he went milmalalamata, chutz mi oysish about lachsin, with the exception to the one that was diagonal to him, shenoysim milmatalamata. That when he went from matalamata. Rabbi Yehuda had a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. All of them, he went milmatalamata, chutz mi zusha, oysilafon of mamish, with the exception, the one that was in front of him, shenoysim milmalalamata. That's the one he did, milmalalamata. And the reason, by the way, is because had he done the corner that's in front of him, his ksoinus, the sleeve, would have ended up getting dirty. So just to prevent it from getting dirty, that's why you altered it. But the bottom line is, you do what Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, and our mission is clearly going like Shita's Rab Yehuda Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. So we've now concluded the part of the daf that discusses the four hazois that were done on the four corners of the Mizbeach. And we're now moving along to the final seven hazois that were done. The Mishnah says that after he did these four hazois, he's al taharoi shal Mizbeach sheva pam. He then was mazeh on the taharoi shal Mizbeach seven times. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, mefarish b'gemara, what taharoi means. This is the Gemara that Rashi was alluding to. So he's a man, al taharoi shal Mizbeach. So the Gemara, my taharoi. What does it even mean? Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Shelo, paul gid Mizbeach. What it means, the upper part of the Mizbeach, or the midway part of the Mizbeach, the halfway part of the Mizbeach. The Kedamri Yitzchi, like people say, Tahar Tiara, Vahavi Palga de Yoima. Tahara is the afternoon, or the midpoint of the day, Chatzoy Sayon. So there's an idea that you find, at least Belashem B'nei Adam, Tahar Tiara means the midway part of the day. So too, Tahara Yisham Mizbeach will mean Palga de Mizbeach. Meisavei, Kishu Maza, when it used to be Maza, Ine Maza Le'a Gabi, Eifer Le'a Gabi Gecholim. When he did these seven Azoyes, Kohen Gadol had to make sure that it didn't land on the Eifer, it didn't land on the Gecholim. It's referring to the Eifer and the Gecholim of the Ketores. Elochoyse Gecholim, Eilof Eilach, had to make sure that the coals were moved this way and that way. Umaza, and then he did the Hazah. So we're describing these seven hazois that were done on Tahara Yisham Mizbeach, and we tell the Kohen Gadol to be very careful, make sure the blood doesn't land on any part of the Ketores. Now, if the hazois were done on the wall of the Mizbeach, Palge the Mizbeach, how's it getting to the coals? Elamai, it didn't go on the wall. Must be it went on the Mizbeach itself, on the roof of the Mizbeach, which is where the Ketores was brought every day. And that's why you have to make sure that it doesn't touch any aspect of the Ketores. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo Amar Rabbi Rav Shelo. So Rabbi Bar Rav Shelo said, take two. Al Gilui de Mizbeach. You have to say, Tahar Shal Mizbeach means something else. It doesn't mean, Kida Amri Inchi, Tahar Tira Vahavi Balga de Yoima. It means something else. It means Gilui de Mizbeach, the exposed part of the Mizbeach. Kedechsiv ukeetzem hashamayim latoyar, the very pure heaven, it's clean, it's exposed, that's what it means. But the point is that it had to be on the roof of the Mizbeach, and like we just said, there had to be nothing on it. It couldn't go on top of the Efer, couldn't go on top of the Gecholim, and that's what Tahar means. So the Maskana, what does it mean? He's al Tahar Shal Mizbeach Shiv upon him. After the seven hazois, after the four hazois on the four corners of the Mizbeach, there were then seven hazois that were done on the roof of the Mizbeach, and it's called Tahara Shel Mizbeach, because it had to be Giluy of the Mizbeach. It had to be a part of the Mizbeach where there was nothing on it. Zokti Gemara, Tanya, another machlokes, Chananya Omer, Chananya said, when he used to do the Hazal Tahara Shel Mizbeach, he did it on the northern part of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosef said, he did it on the Darim side of the Mizbeach. So we're going to go through this again. V'chayza Chalila, says the Gemara, Gishmak. The Maika Mifli, what's the husband of the Machloik? It's Marsava Pischa B'Darim Koi. Marsava Pischa B'Tzafen Koi. Meaning, one mandama holds that the Pesach was in Darim. If the Pesach was in Darim, let's make the Cheshbin. So where did the Hazoi start from? The way Rashi spoke out in the beginning of the Sugya, it started Mizrachis Deroimis. If it started Mizrachis Deroimis, where did it end? Mizrachis Tzafinis, right? The place where Rabbi Yisrael Glili starts, Rabbi Akiva ends. Where Rabbi Akiva starts, Rabbi Yisrael Glili ends. So if it started Mizrachis Tzfoinis, it ends Mizrachis Deroimis. If it ends Mizrachis Deroimis, you're on the Darim side. That's where you finish. If that's where you finish, that's where you're going to do the Hazah. The point is, everybody holds the Hazois that were done, Al-Tarish Shal Mizbeach, were done in the part of the Mizbeach where the Kohen Gadol finished doing his four Hazois on the four corners. So if you finished in Tzafin, you're going to be in Tzafin. If you finished in Darim, then you're going to finish in Darim. So the Gemara could have simply said that you do it where you finish, but the Gemara gave us the source. If you hold that the Pesach was in Darim, That would mean you started in Darim. That would mean you ended in Tzafin. That would mean you do it in Tzafin. If you hold that the Pesach was in Tzafin, that means you started in Tzafin, which means you ended in Darim. If you ended in Darim, you're going to do it in Darim. Very good schmack. The Kuli Am Amir. But one thing everybody agrees, Heichat the Gamre Matonis, the Gronis, Azam Yav Al Gage. Wherever you finish doing the four Gronis, that's where you do the seven Azoyis on the Gage. My time, Mechatesi. What's the source for that? So Pasha, you could say, I don't know, Emavir and Allah Mitzvahs. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Oh my God, it's from a pasuk. It says in the Torah, the pasuk that describes these last seven azois. V'hiza olam min adam be'etzpoi, sheva pomim, v'tiharoi, v'kidshoi mitumais b'nei Yisrael. We learn from here, v'tiharoi, v'kidshoi, the juxtaposition of those two words, makam shekidshoi, shom tiharoi. The place, shekidshoi, zok rashi, b'karnoisov, the part of the Mizbeach, where you concluded the matonois on the kronois, shom tiaroi, that's where you're supposed to do the seven hazois on the roof of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah then continued and said that after all these hazois were done, and if you add it up, according to the time of the Mishnah, there were 16 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 16 in the Heichal, 4 on the four corners in the Mizbeach, and another 7 on the roof of the Mizbeach. 16 plus 16 plus 4 plus 7 gives you 43. These are the Mem Gimel hazois that are quoted throughout Shas. Now this is if you hold Ma'arvin Lekronis. If you hold in Ma'arvin Lekronis, Pashit it would be 47. Because then it wasn't just 4 on the four corners of the Mizbeach, but rather it was 8 on the four corners of the Mizbeach, 4 with the Dam HaPar and 4 with the Dam HaSar. But that's not for today. But the point is that this was the last set of Azoyis that were done. But there was still leftover blood. So what was done with the leftover blood? What was always done with the leftover blood? There was a mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim. And the mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim was that after all the Hazoyas or all the Zrikas were done, there were parts of the Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach Achitza, the Mizbeach that was in the Azara that had a Yesoid. It had a foundation. Not all of it had a Yesoid, only parts of it had a Yesoid. And within that Yesoid, there were also two little holes that were inside the Yesoid. And the leftover blood would be poured into that hole. Now that hole led into a nachal that was known as Nachal Kidroin, and that's where the dam would end up. The mitzvah of pouring the dam into that hole is what's known as Shvicha Shirayim, and Shvicha Shirayim is an avodah. It's something that was done by a kohen. According to one man, the Omar, it's ma'akib. Could be if you have a machsheves pigle while you do the Shvicha Shirayim, it's a problem. If you did Shchita Kabbalah Loch Hazrika and had a mind to do the Shvicha Shirayim the wrong way, that also would trigger machsheves pigle. So Shvicha Shirayim is, it's ancillary, it's extra credit, it's mitzvah min amufcha, but it's real. It's a legitimate avoida. And again, there were two holes inside the Yesoidus. One was on Ma'ariv, and the other one wasn't done. So the Mishnah said, "Shari Adam, all the leftover dam, ha'yeshoifech al yesoid maravi shal mizbeach achitza." It was poured on the yesoid maravi of the mizbeach achitza. So till now, all the avodas that were done with the dam were done in the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the first avoda that's being done in the Azara. So it's being poured into the Yisoid of the Mizbech HaChitzayim, but the Yisoid HaDeroimi. And then the Mishnah says, parenthetically, Vishal Mizbech HaChitzayim, whenever there was Rikas that were done in the Mizbech HaChitzayim, HaYishoyfech HaYisoid HaDeroimi. Any Shiraim that you would have, you didn't pour on the Yisoid HaDeroimi, on the Yisoid Maravi, that was poured right in the Yisoid HaDeroimi. As if to say, the Yisoid Maravi, that was exclusive to this dam of the dam apar, the dam asar from Yom Kippur, but ordinarily the azois that were done in the mizbeach achitzayin that was poured on the yisoid deraimi. So there's the yisoid maravi, yisoid deraimi. Yom Kippur we're using the yisoid maravi. The whole year we're going to use the yisoid deraimi. There must be something behind it. That's going to be the next discussion in the Gemara. So shiori adam ha'yishevich ha'yisoid maravi shom mizbeach achitzayin. Why? The amar krotz learned from a pasuk. It says in the Torah, the entire pasuk is Venasan Hakoyim in Adam Al Karnois Mizbach Keteres Hasam Lifnei Hashem Hashem Ba'Yomoy. They call Dam Hapar Yishpoich Al Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oylo Asher Pesach Ha'Yomoy. Now this pasuk is a Vayikra Perek Dalet, which really has nothing to do with the avoid of Yom Kippur. But Chazal Rashi quotes a Teres Koyinim that says the word Hapar is L'Rabbi's Par Yom Kippur. So we mean the Par of Yom Kippur for our sugya, and it says that it was poured on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Ha'Oylo. Mizbeach Ha'Oylo is just another synonym for the big Mizbeach that was in the Azara, but it says Asher Pesach Ha'Yomoy. And we learn from there that it has to be on the Yisoid that's Pesach Ha'Yomoy. So the Pesach Ha'Yomoy would be the part of the Yisoid that's directly opposite the entrance way to the Heichal, the Pesach HaDa'ayomai, which is of course Ma'ariv. And it's for that reason, it was on the Ma'ariv side that that's where he did it. And then the Gemara gives a reason. And by the way, when you walk outside, from the Heichal, that's the first one you encounter. If that's the first one you encounter, it makes sense that that's what you should do. What's the Svara? Probably Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, like we saw earlier in the Daf, like we saw earlier in the Masechta. Now the truth is, just to come up for breath for 1 second, it sounds like the Gemara just gave two reasons for one question. The question was, why are you pouring the Shirayim of the Par and the Sayer on the Yisoid HaMaravi? It sounds like usually it was the Yisoid HaRavi. So why are we using the Yisoid HaMaravi? And the Gemara gave a Pasik, and then the Gemara gave a Svara. It says that it's called Dama Par Yishpech al Yisoid Mizbach HaOil Asher Pesach HaYomoy. It should be the Yisoid that's Pesach HaYomoy. That's HaMaravi. And then we have a Svara. V'chinaf Ek Pupag HaReisha. So is it a Pasik or is it a Svara? And like the Gemara always says, Lamali Kras, Svaru. So Tois asks the Kasha. And Tois says, Tav Tois in the Yom. It says, V'loy Garcinam Bahu Pag HaReisha. You have to say that those words made it into some text of the Gemara by mistake. But it's really not the reason of the Gemara. Because if there's a Svara, we wouldn't need a Pasuk. So Tosfos says that the real reason is the Pasuk. It says, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOil Asher Pesach HaYomayit, which is referring to the Yisoid that's on the Meirev side, has nothing to do with the Svara. Why not? What happened to Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. But for our purposes, the Makar of why it was on the Yisoid Meiravi is based on this Pasuk. Okay, Vishon Lezachitzon. But as it relates to all the Zrikas that were done as Be'ech Achitzon, who Yisheifech HaYisoid HaRemes, that they used to pour on the Yisoid HaRemes. The question is now, why that? So Tan Rabbani, Yisoid HaMizbeach, Zne Yisoid HaRemes. So this Pasuk of Yisoid HaMizbeach is talking about the regular Shvicha Shirayim of ordinary karbanos. And it says that what they were poured on the Yisoid of the Mizbech, and Chazal say it means Yisoid Rav. It's like, Gemara, I'm Yisoid Rav, I don't know Yisoid Ma'arovas. Maybe it means Yisoid Ma'arovas. Amrit Yilmad Yiridosim in HaKevesh, V'yitziyosim in HaHechel. Makes sense to learn the Shvicha Shirayim that you're going to pour when you walk down the ramp, meaning assuming the Zrikas were done on the Mizbech HaChitzon, so when you walk down the ramp of the Mizbech, we should learn those Hazois from the Hazois, from the Shvicha Shirayim that were done when you exited the Heichel, Mayitziyasim in the Heichel v'samachloi, just like the Shvicha Shirayim of Yom Kippur, which was done after the Kohen Gadol left the Heichel. Right, he left the Heichel, now he's going to do the Shvicha Shirayim. So where did he do the Shvicha Shirayim v'samachloi? He did it on the Yisoid that was closest to him. He did it on Meiriv. How do you know he did it on Meiriv? From a Pasuk. So too, the Zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, when he walked down the ramp, it makes sense that he did the Shvicha Shirayim b'samachloi, closest to him, the Eze, which what Yisoid was closest to him, the Yisoid HaRaimi, this was Yisoid HaRaimi. Man, he walked down the ramp was on the Dharam side of the Mizbeach, so he immediately encountered the Yisoid HaRaimi, because it was literally on the same side of the Mizbeach as the ramp was. So it makes sense that that's where he should do it. So ironically, we're learning Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisoid HaRaimi, for a carbon whose zrikas were done on the Mizbech HaChitzon, from Shvicha Shirayim and the Yisoid Maravi, from the Hazois that were done on Yom Kippur. Because the Hazois that were done on Yom Kippur were done in the Heichal. And when the Kohen Gadol left the Heichal, he did it in the first Yisoid that he encountered. How do I know that? Pasuk, Taisus Gerus in the Gemara, based on a Pasuk. So it's a Mamot Zidu. Just like there, he did it in the closest one. So do you walk down the ramp? It makes sense. Do it the one that's closest. The ramp is on the Dharm side of the Mizbeach. This Yisoid on the Dharm side. That's where you should do it. Zakti Gemara. Even though this is what our Mishnah said, and that's what this Braisa said, not everybody agrees with this. Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Shmuel, Lemir, Rabbi Shmuel says, Zeh Yizeh, Zeh Zeh Yisoid, Ma'ar Ravi. Both the Hazois that were done inside the Heichel, such as on Yom Kippur, and the Zrikis that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, all the Shvicha Shirayim was done on the Yisoid Ma'arav. Rav Shimei Chayoymer, Zev Zev Yisoid Roimi. They were all done on Dharm. So Gemara says, Bishlami Rabbi Shmuel, Bishlami Rabbi Shmuel, I understand. Because Abed Yilman Sassam in Mefarish. We have a Pasuk that tells me that Tazayis and Yom Kippur were done on the Yisoid Ma'arav. Now I have another Pasuk that says pour down the Yisoid. I have no clue which Yisoid. So it makes sense. If the Torah was Megala, these Shvicha Shirayim should be done on the Yisoid Ma'arav. These should also be on the Yisoid Ma'arav. Now, we said that if you can learn it from there, learn it with a knetch, learn it with a punchline, learn it with a svara. There it's besamach la, here it's besamach. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel didn't hold it. Rabbi Shmuel said at the end of the day, the Torah said Yisoid Ma'aravi there, so maybe here it's also Yisoid Ma'aravi. El was achdimah Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, my time. Why would he hold that everything is in the Yisoid HaRaimi? Where did he even get that from? I'm Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, Kosova pischa bedarim kai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai is of the opinion that the Pesach of the Heichel corresponded to the Dorim side, and like, this is according to the Mandama that holds that the entire Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side of the Azar. Which means that when a person walked out of the Heichal, the first Yisoid that he encountered was actually the Yisoid HaRaimi. So when the Pasuk says that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Par and Yom Kippur was Al Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oil Asher Pesach Ha'Yomayid. We assumed, oh, it's the Ma'ariv side. Yeah, that's true based on some understandings of how everything was located in the Azor. But if you hold that the first Yisoid that was encountered was the Dorim, Sinem Faker, then it's Dorim. Fin Yomad Sosim Min HaMefayrish. So that if we know that on Yom Kippur was done on the Dorim side, so too, the whole year, any Zrikis that were done on the Mizbech HaChitzen, it's Shvicha Shirayim, is also going to be on the Dorim side. So, in Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. So in Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai's yeshiva, they used to say over as follows. They would say that Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva used to learn that Zev Zeh Yisoid Deraimis. Meaning, even though we had Rabbi Shmuel said, Zev Zeh Yisoid Maravi, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai's yeshiva, they had a different nusach of Rabbi Shmuel's shita. That Rabbi Shmuel, or at least Rabbi Shmuel's Talmidim's shita was, Zev Zeh Yisoid Deraimis. V'simonech, and if you want to remember this, Mashchu Gavri L'Gavra, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai himself, who said, Dorim L'Dorim, he had about plucked to Rabbi Shmuel. Years later, his Talmidim would argue that Rabbi Shmuel, who was the Baal Plukta of Unzer Rebbe, he came along to us. Meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai's camp held that Rabbi Shmuel really held like them. That's Mashchua Gavri L'Gavri. The bottom line is we spoke a little bit about Shvicha Shirayim, the Shvicha Shirayim of the dam of the par and the dam of the sar was done not in the Heichel, not in the Chodesh HaKadoshim. It wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Rather, it was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Mishnah says it was done on the Yisoid Maravi. Ordinarily, any carbon whose rikos were done in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, its Shvicha Shirayim was done on the Yisoid Deroimi. The Gemara explained the Svara. The Gemara also brought two different Shitas. Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, Zev Zeh Yisoid Maravi, and Shitas the Tana Liki Rashbi, who said Zev Zeh Yisoid Deroimi. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Elu ve'elu, all the dam, meaning side the dam that went into the Yisoid Maravi, and side the dam that went into the Yisoid Deroimi, that's the Elu ve'elu, Mis'arvim ba'am, would all get mixed up in a canal. V'yoytzen l'nachal Kidron, and this would end up in Nachal Kidron, that's one of the Nechalim in Yerushalayim, v'nim karim l'gananim, it would be sold to gardeners, l'zava, for fertilizer, u'mayolim ba'am. That's the punchline, and this is going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. If somebody would benefit from the dam, he would violate the principle of Me'ila. So you were not allowed to benefit, even though you're ready to the Zrika and the Shvichra, it doesn't matter. If somebody would go to Nachal Kidron, take the dam, and he would steal it or use it for personal use, he would violate the Issa Me'ila. So Me'ila means that a person is not allowed to take anything that belongs to Hekdesh and use it for his own personal use. That's something that you're not allowed to do. If someone's Me'ila Hekdesh, very, very chomer. Even if you do a peshoigig, it's very chomer. You have to bring in Hashem Me'ilos. There's penalties that have to be his own mesechta, a very intense mesechta called mesechas Me'ilos. But in short, what we're saying is that this dam is subject to the laws of Me'ilos. Tanu Rabban. Mayalim bedam. There's Me'ilos on the dam of a carbon. Divi Ramei Rav Shimon. The Chachamim say, ain't Mayalim, really there's no Me'ilos. Zok Tumar. Ad kam le'pligi el b'drabban. The Machloikis is only b'drabban. Alba b'drabban say Mayalim. Everybody holds that midai raisa, there's really no meila. I in the top toys, it's midani meili. How do you know that? Meili, what's the makar that there's no meila midai raisa? We're assuming for sure there's no meila midai raisa. Toys' address is how we know that. But we're assuming for sure there's no meila midai raisa. And this shaila over here, meila or no meila, it's really a shaila only midrabbana. So Gemara says, what's the hesper in the machloikis? Or better, what's the makar? Not what's the hesper in the machloikis. What's the makar that there's no meila midai raisa? Amar ula, ula's gave us the first source. Amakra, it says in the pasik, lochem. And we learn from there, shalochem yehet. This pasuk is referring to the dam of a carbon. Dam is lochem, shalochem. You can have it. You can benefit from it. Meaning on a biblical level, now lochem is, you're allowed to benefit from it. Very Rabbi Shimon Tana. In Rabbi Shimon's yeshiva, they used to say, Tana lechaper. It says the purpose of dam is lechaper. And we learn from there, lechaper nesata v'leinu me'ilo. The purpose of dam is to get kapara. Kapara yeh me'ilo no. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said, amakra hu. It says the word hu. And we learn from there, who lifne kapara kilacha kapara? That dam lifne kapara is kilacha kapara. Ma lacha kapara in by me'ila. Just like it's understood, dam after you already got kapara from the dam, there's no me'ila. After everything is done, there's for sure no me'ila midai raisa. Af lifne kapara, so too before the kapara in by me'ila, there's going to be no me'ila either. So we have three makairis. How we know that there's no me'ila midai raisa badam? Lochem, shalochem yehe, lechaper, lechapara nesate veloy le me'ila. Who? It has to be lifnei kapara like l'acha kapara. L'acha kapara, there's for sure no me'ila. Lifnei kapara, there's also for sure no me'ila. It's just one interesting thing. All three of these drashas is coming from the same pasuk. It's Vayikra Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. It's also Parshas Achrimos, but this is the next Parsha. This is already after the Avodah Yom Kippur. The Avodah Yom Kippur is Perek Tes Zayin. This is Perek Yud Zayin. Ki nefesh habasar badem hi, v'ani nosativ lochem ala mizbeach l'chaper al nafshei seichem, ki adam hu benefesh hichaper. The Pasuk is talking about Dam, clearly. So ki nefesh habasar badem hi, the soul of an animal or of a person is in its blood. And I decreed that the dam of an animal, of a carbon, is supposed to go in the mizbech. So there's three words over here that seem to suggest there's no me'ilah by dam. Number one, lochem means it's yours. Bailis, lochachtem lochem del yoy marishoy. It's the antithesis of Me'ilah. Me'ilah means it's completely off limits. Lachem means it's yours. So, Manina Satav Lachem, that's a Makar. It says, I gave it to you al Mizbech Lachaper. It's subject to Kapara, but Veloyla Me'ilah. And then finally, Ki Adam Hu. Dam is consistent, right? Hu always means consistency. Vahibi Me'ach HaShverosh, Hu HaShverosh. Hu Berishon Mitchil Vatzoy. Right? That's always what the word Hu means. Hu Moshe Vaharon. Rashi Parshas Va'era. The Selba Moshe and Aharon that went into Pari after a year, drains the Chabez Pari, they weren't influenced. They were the same Moshe and Aharon. Hu Hadam means the Dam has to be the same. It's a certain Hashva. It's a certain sense of nothing changes. It's unwavering. So Dam is always just like Dam after Kapara has no Me'ilah. So too Dam, Lifnei Kapara has no Me'ilah. So the Gemara is saying, if we have a Shiloh over here about the Dam that was Yoitzel and Nachal Kidron, whether it's subject to Hilchas Me'ilah or it's subject to Hilchas Me'ilah, it's partial. We don't mean Medai Raisa. Medai Raisa, Dam never has Me'ilah Medai Raisa. It says Lochem, it says Lechaper, it says Hu. So for sure it doesn't mean Medai Raisa. What does it mean? It's a Shiloh Medirabonon. That's all it means. And really, it's Machlek Stanon if it's an Israel. But we only mean a the Rabbanon level, because Midday Raisa, the dam of a carbon, is completely exempt from the laws of Me'ilah. So the Gemara now is going to continue, and the Gemara is going to shtelzach a little bit in Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula was very straightforward. It says the dam is lochem. Lochem is literally the opposite of Me'ilah. Okay. Rav Shimon said, lechaper, lechaparo, v'loy v'milah. Rabbi Yochanan was a little tricky. He says, really, I'm no mekar, mefurish, that says there's no Me'ilah by dam, but I do know it says who. Dam has to be consistent. Now, after the Zerika, there's for sure no Me'ilah. That's for sure. So if after the Zerika, after Kapar, there's for sure no Me'ilah Midrash, again, our Mishnah means Midrabanan, right? Let's not get confused from the fact that the Mishnah says even after Shvicha Shirayim, there was Me'ilah. That's Midrabanan. The Gemara is discussing Midrash. After Kapar, Midrash, there's for sure no Me'ilah. Who says? That means Lefnei Kapar, there also can't be. Zok the Gemara. In other words, all you know, Rabbi Yochanan, is that the dam has to be consistent, lifnei kapara, lacha kapara. So maybe the consistency should be just the opposite. Ema lacha kapara, lifnei kapara. Maybe what the pasuk means is that dam after kapara should be like dam lifnei kapara. My lifnei kapara, yesh ben me'ilah. If you have no source really to tell me that there's no me'ilah by dam should be no different than any other part of a carbon. Carbon is subject to me'ilah. Why should dam not be subject? It says who? So efshef haker. Maybe who means lifnei kapara there's me'ilah. Afla acha kapara yesh nucha me'ilah. So after kapara there should also be me'ilah. Meaning, how do you know to say who? And just assuming in svara lacha kapara there's no me'ilah, maybe lifnei kapara there's also no me'ilah. Maybe who is faker? Let's assume in svara that lifnei kapara there is me'ilah. And if lifnei kapara there's me'ilah, lacha kapara there's also me'ilah. And just to add a little zaltz and pfeffer to the Gemara, is Kasha, really you have two drachim over here. You can go east and you can go west, right? You can go Dharam and Safin. You can go in two different directions. You can say, who teaches me that there's never Me'ilah by Dam? Or you can tell me that who teaches me that there's always Me'ilah by Dam? So what's the rule? Anytime I could be Makish Lakula and I could be Makish Lachumra. You're always Makish Lachumra. That's a principle in the way Hekish works. It's one of the rules and regulations of Me'ilah, of Hekish. So if that's the case, for sure it makes sense to Darshan Hu, not that just like after Kapara no Me'ilah, so too Lifnei Kapara no Me'ilah. Just the opposite. Just like Lifnei Kapara there is Me'ilah, so too Lacha Kapara there's also Me'ilah. The Gemara says you can't say that. Because that would lead to a conclusion that we can't live with. Because that's basically going to mean that dam la'acha kapara des mila midei raisa. And we have a principle, ein lecha davar, shenasis mitzvasai umayalim bai. There's no such thing where you did what you were supposed to do with this hakdish, and even afterwards it's going to be mila. The nasis mitzvasai of dam is the zrika. That's the ikra mitzvah of the dam. So once you do that, there can't be mila midei raisa. Because ein lecha davar, shenasis mitzvasai umayalim bai. I have a hakdish, I hear. You have no choice, but you have to dash in the Hekish the other way. For sure there's going to be no Me'ilah la'acha kapara. Who then teaches me consistency? There also is going to be no Me'ilah lifnei kapara. Is that true? Ein lecha davish nasis mitzvasu ma'ilam bai? Now, I understand it's a rule, but rules are meant to be broken. And there are exceptions to the rules sometimes. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule. And I'll prove to you there's exceptions to the rules, Dr. Gemar. And once there's exceptions to the rules, I know, chalk this up as another exception. Okay, what's the exception? The Gemara is going to go through an exercise that it does in many places in Shas. This Gemara appears word for word in different places. Trumas Hadeshen. There was a halacha that after the Kohen took the Trumas Hadeshen and he put it next to the Mizbech, there was an Issa Me'ilah. You weren't allowed to be Mo'il. Now, this was a Davash Anasas Mitzvah, so you did the mitzvah with it already. And still you see it's subject to Me'ilah. Someone says, true. Yeah, and a chanam, good point. Trumas Hadeshen is an exception. But Mishum Davi, Trumas Hadeshen, a big day kunish, and suvan banke echad. But the truth is we have another exception. It's amazing how we went from no exceptions very quickly to two exceptions. There happens to be another exception to the rule. The other exception is Big Day Kohuna. And once you have two exceptions, you can't do anything with the exceptions. Because Shneik Suvim Abon Ke'echad Ein Malamed. Now, what's the second exception? Big Day Kohuna. We're talking about the Big Day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur when he did the special Yom Kippur Dig Avodah, such as when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the Pasuk says, V'hinicham Sham. After he finished doing it, he had to leave them in some hidden place and nobody was allowed to benefit from it. As if to say there would be Me'ilah. Why is there Me'ilah? It's a Davar Shenasas Mitzvasa. You did everything you were supposed to do with it. And still you say it. So the Gemara says, sure. There is an exception to this rule of Ein Lecha Davar Shenasas Mitzvasa U'mayilam Bay. And that exception is Trumas Hadeshen. The problem is you can't learn from Trumas Hadeshen because there's a second exception. And the rule is, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Ein Malam. The Gemara says, Han Ichad Rabbanon. That's not true according to the Rabbanon. You have Shnei Ksuvim. The Amri who hold V'nicham Shem Malam Shetun Gneza. Then after the Kohen Gadol wore his Big Day Lavan on Yom Kippur, he had to hide them. El the Rab Doisin Dabba Big Day Kuna Ruin Hand the Kohen Hegid. But there is a sheet this Rab Doisin that we've seen earlier in the Masechta that holds that the Kohen Hegid was allowed to wear the Big Day Lavan of the Kohen Gadol. What's he going to hold? Meaning it's not Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. All it is one pasuk. So the Gemara says, Mishum Davi Trumas Hadeshen Ve'egla Arufa Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. Even if Big Day Kohuna is not your second source, but there's another second source, and that is Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, we know what the mitzvah was, and the Torah says that you weren't allowed to have anor from the eagle even after the Arifa, even after the whole process of the Egla Arufa was done. Must be, this is an exception to the rule. So, you have two exceptions to the rule. Either it's Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kohuna, or it's Trumas Hadeshen and Egla Arufa. But the Gemara has another follow up. Meaning, so you're telling me that you can't tell me that there'd be an Issa Me'ilah by Dam Lacha Kapara, because Ein Lecha Davash and Asim Mitzvah. I learned it from Trumas Hadeshen and learned it from Big Day Kohuna, Egla Arufa. No, because it's Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'ech. But the Gemara says, not everybody holds it. That's all good if you hold like the mandam that holds. But according to mandam, it says, even if you hold, there is such a mandam, but there's actually miyutim in the parasha of Trumas Hadeshen, and there's a miyut in the parasha of Egla Rufa that says, you can't learn anything from there. By the Trumas Hadeshen, it says, it, as opposed to nothing else, has this halacha of miyut. That it says by the Aglarufa, ha, with the hey ayidia, only this has this halacha, nothing else has that halacha. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, that's why Rabbi Yochanan held that if it says who, which means the dam has to be consistent, lifnei kapara and la'acha kapara, for sure what it means is that just like la'acha kapara there's no me'ilah, so too lifnei kapara there's no me'ilah. Maybe it means the opposite. Just like lifnei kapara there is me'ilah, so too la'acha kapara there's also me'ilah. The teretz is, because ein l'cha davash anasas mitzvah mo'il. What do you mean? I have a whole bunch of examples. And if that doesn't work, there's miyutim in those respective parishes that say you can't learn anything from there. So therefore, being that there's an idea of ein l'cha davash anasim tzvasim v'ayilam behen, for sure there's going to be no mila l'acha kapara, for sure lifnei and l'acha have to be consistent because the Torah used the word who, which means there's going to be no mila. So the bottom line is we have three makayrus from the same pasuk that there's no mila by dam. Vanina satav lochem, shal lochem yehe, no mila, you can't have enough from it. It says, and then it says who? That lifnei kapara is kilacha kapara. So the Gemara says that even though the three drushes were really three different opinions in the Gemara, but vahani las kroy bedam lomali, the Gemara is acting as if we need all three of these pshatim to get along. So what do I need three pshatim for? One would be enough. So the Gemara says it actually teaches me three things. One, to tell me that there's no nicer. The chad lamutne mi meila, and the other one to tell me there's no meila. What we discussed, the chad lamutne mi toma, and one to tell me that there's no toma. Meaning there is a psul noiser by dam, and there is a psul toma by dam. But what it means is that there's a chiyuve karis sometimes with noiser and with toma. those chiyuvim are going to be exempt when it comes to dam. So just like there's no me'ilah by dam, so too there's no noiser by dam, and so too there's also going to be no tumah by dam. So what about pigle? Right? If you have pigle, noiser, and tumah, who's missing? Right? Who belongs that's not here? Pigle. It's always pigle, noiser, tumah. Right? So what about pigle? The Gemara ends on a real kachim note. For pigle, you don't need an exception. The Tanakh, we learned in the Mishnah, kol sheyesh le'matirin, bein lo'odem, bein le'mizbech, hayoven olam mishum pigle. V'dam atmoy, matter who. The halacha is that the only time something can be subject to the laws of pigel is if the something has a matter. Something that's ordinarily usur and needs something to be matter it can become pigel. So for example, basar. You can't eat the basar of a carbon unless you do zrika. Zrika is matter the basar ba'achila. The shiore amincha, the koimetz, and the levoina were matter. So something that has a matter is subject to pigel. Damn, nothing's matter. Dam atzmoy materu. Dam is the ultimate matter. Being that it doesn't have anything that's ever mattered, so therefore it's poshut that it's not subject to the laws of pigel. So we have three miyutim that we thought were three different opinions. Why there's no me'ilah b'dam? But lemaskano chad lemu'ute minoiser, chad lemu'ute mimila, chad lemu'ute mitum.